This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow, Argentina may default on $13 billion it owes to international creditors. That's unlikely to spark the kind of panic that, say, Cyprus's default did. But Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes a look at what could happen around the world.
If Argentina defaults, it will not set off some sort of financial contagion. That's because, to use the analogy, to catch a bug from someone, you have to be exposed to them.
They've been shut out of global markets for quite some time.
Stephen Kaplan teaches political science at George Washington University. Ever since Argentina's catastrophic default in 2001, very few people have wanted to lend to the country. But there is another type of contagion that people do worry about.
This could make restructuring for other developing countries far more difficult in the future.
When Argentina defaulted last time, it told its creditors, "We'll give you 30 cents on the dollar. Take it or leave it." 93% took it, 7% left it. Then a tiny percentage of those holdouts sued and said, "We didn't agree to anything. And your contract says if you pay those other guys, you have to pay us." They won.
It says to all investors, instead of settling after a country is facing a financial crisis, to hold out and not allow a debt restructuring to take place.
That's Eric LeCompte, who runs Jubilee USA, the religious group that promotes financial reform. He says other countries are already bracing for fallout.
In the state of New York, there are cases that are similar taking place with Grenada and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
But if Argentina does default, the immediate losers are the people who lent the country money and, of course, Argentina. It has tried hard recently to get back into the good graces of international lenders, and default would dash those efforts. Henry Weisberg is a partner at Sherman Sterling.
In certain circumstances, even commercial borrowers in Argentina will have a hard time raising money.
On the other hand, if Argentina does not default, it could open itself up to a deluge of lawsuits from holdout creditors. In other words, Argentina is damned if it defaults and damned if it doesn't. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.